The sugya of Kameya. The Mishnah says that you're not allowed to go out on Shabbos with a Kameya that's not Mumcha, but you are allowed to go out with a Kameya that is Mumcha. And there's a fairly complicated sugya about how the Kameya becomes Mumcha. And there are two Mahalchim in the sugya. There's Rashi's Mahalach, which, like the Beis Yosef quotes the Sefer Truma, the Smag and the Smak agree to Rashi, as well as Rishonim that came out later, the Chedushi Aran here, the old Chedushi Aran, and the new Chedushi Ritva. And you have Taisus Mahalach, which the Rosh and Rabbein Yerucham and the Tur all agree to Taisus Mahalach, a big Chumrah, and that is the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch, like we'll discuss. So I want to go through the two Mahalchim, Becholius, and how it fits into the Sugya with a few Haris. The Sugya starts on Samach Aleph Amin Aleph. Rav Papa says, don't say that you need both Mumcha Gavra and Mumcha Kmeya, that both the Gavra should be proven that he could write Kmeyas, and the Kmeya should be proven that it's effective. Yet Mumcha Gavra is good enough even without Mumcha Kmeya. The Gemara says the Diyak, because the Mishnah says Min HaMumcha, meaning the Mumcha Gavra. And the Rishonim all agree that Mumcha Kmeya is also good enough even without Mumcha Gavra. Either one is good enough. And our Prophet explains at Amid Beis that if a person writes three Kameyas for three different people and each will work three times, so then the Gavra is Mumcha and the Kameya is Mumcha. He's Mumcha because he wrote three effective Kameyas, and the Kameya is Mumcha because it worked three times. If he wrote three Kameyas for three people and they only worked one time, so he's Mumcha, he's the Gavra's Mumcha, but the Kameya is not Mumcha. He wrote three effective Kameyas, but each Kameya only worked one time. If there was one Kameya that worked for three different people, so then the Kameya becomes Mumcha. But the one who wrote it only wrote one effective Kameya, he doesn't become Mumcha. That's the Gemara. But there's a big Machlaikis Rishainim, like we said, the Machlaikis Rashi entices what it means. What's Mumcha Gavra? Right, like the Gemara says, writing three effective Kameyas. And what's Mumcha Kameya? A Kameya working three times. Rashi holds that Mumcha Gavra means he wrote three different Kameyas. On each Kameya, he wrote a different formula, he wrote different words. Each one for a different Chayli. Each Chayli needs its own Kameya. Like the Rishonim say, one for Shechefes, one for Dalakas, one for Yaveshes. Now Rashi says, this man can write a Kameya for anyone in the world. Any Kameya he writes now, since he wrote three Kameyas and all those three of them worked, now any Kameya this person writes, he's already proven as a Kameya writer, and any Kameya that he writes will be accepted as a Kameya Mumcha. Mumcha Kameya, according to Rashi, Kameya means the formula, the words. The thing that's written in the Kameya, that's called the Kameya. If, let's say, a certain formula worked three times, and Pashtus means even if one person wrote it, and it worked all three times when this person wrote it, that's the Pashtus. There is a Diyak in Rashi, where Rashi is Mashmi, need three different people to write it. Taisus Shtelzach on this Stira. But we'll go with the Pashtus, that even if the same person wrote it, but this formula happened to have worked three times, so now this formula is a proven formula, and anyone who writes this formula will be called a Kameya Mumcha. So if a person who has a history of writing good Kameyas writes a Kameya, whatever Kameya he writes is Kameya Mumcha, that's Mumcha Gavra. If this formula has a history of healing, no matter who wrote it, but three times it healed, so whoever writes it in the world is also called Mumcha Kameya. That's Rashi's Mahalach. Now the Gemara, by Mumcha Gavra, the Gemara is a Shaila, if he wrote three different Kameyas, according to Rashi, three different Kameyas for three different Chayli, if it's one person, maybe since he only has a history of healing one person, so maybe that's not good enough to be called Mumcha Gavra. A Papa cleared it for a Shaila, and the Gemara blibes Teku. And interesting, we'll discuss this hopefully later, the Paiskim Ol Paskin L'chumra. But both Rashi and Taisus say, by Mumcha Kameya, if a Kameya worked three times, even for the same person, that's not part of the Gemara Shaila. You don't say Mazel the High Gavra against Mumcha Kameya, and then the Kameya will be Mumcha, and anyone can write this Kameya. So the Rosh has a Kasha on Rashi, What's the pshat in that? Because he wrote three different kmeis and they worked, now he can write any kmei in the world? Why? Maybe these kmeis work and other kmeis don't work. What's the shaykhis? Taisus doesn't see a dimyan. Rashi makes a dimyan to Nagach Shar Chamor and Gomel. He's mu'ud to Negech all behemoths. That's because he's a wild shar. Whatever behemoth he sees will be Negech. But because three different formulas work, now any formula he writes will work. As I fact the Rosh, he's very bothered with Rashi. Now the Pnei Yeshua, he says he doesn't understand the Kasha. Once we see this guy knows what he's doing, so why should we think that he's just taking a formula out of the hat? Mustama, if three times he said this Kameh works, and it did. So Mustama, if he thinks this fourth Kameh works, Mustama, that also works. Obviously, he knows his lachashim. He knows how to write kmeis. He knows which kmeis works for which. What's the Rosh's kasha? Pnei Yeshua wants to know. But I think the pshat in the Rosh's kasha is, the Yishalmi says in his Brud in Shulchan Aruch, a roifei is neman to say that it worked three times. Pnei Yeshua discusses erechen and bisurin and eschazik isurin, etc. But it's clear, and the Pnei Yeshua also brings us, a roifei is neman to say it works three times. It's not a question of trusting him. The question is, he's writing a Kameya which was never tried. If he happens to know, if he has knowledge that the Kameya is a Kameya Mumcha for whatever reason, of course we'll believe him. But he doesn't know the Kameya is a Kameya Mumcha. He's trying a new thing which hasn't been tried. So that's the Kasha. So the Hecha taste of this new thing will work. So Taisus Mahalach is like this. We'll say over Taisus Mahalach first, just to get the contrast, and then we'll go back a little bit to Rashi's Mahalach. Taisus Mahalach is that La'olam we're talking about, but for Mumcha Gavra, he wrote the same formula three times. And what does it mean, Mumcha Gavra? Mumcha Gavra means that he could write this particular formula again. That's what Mumcha Gavra means. And what does it mean, Mumcha Kameya? So Taisus says, Taisus calls it the Lachash and the Igeris. The Lachash is the formula, the words that are written in the Kameya. That's not Mumcha Kameya. Mumcha Kameya means the Igeris, this particular parchment. If this particular parchment worked three times, so now this parchment could work again. We know this parchment works. We don't care how. It worked three times. We know this is going to work. That's Mumcha Kameya. And what's Mumcha Gavra? That this fellow wrote this lachash, this very same lachash, in three different parchments, in three different igeris, and all those three igeris all healed. So each igeris, it's not mumcha kameya, because they didn't heal three times, but the gavra is mumcha gavra. If he writes this lachash in a fourth igeris, that's called the kameya mumcha. So according to Taisus, the yisayin shel advarim is, you have two ways to prove something works. Either this particular Igeris worked three times. So then we don't care whether the Lachash has been proven or the Gavra has been proven. Lamaisa, it works. So you could use it. Mumcha Gavra, when you don't have that this Igeris itself worked three times. So the only time it works is Mumcha Gavra, meaning that this guy wrote the same lachash in three different igeris, and they all worked. So now we know that he could write this lachash. Now, we have to establish three things. First, we have to establish that he's able to write it. Even if someone else writes the same words, but you need the right touch, the right kavanis when you're writing it, whatever it is, that has to be established. We also have to establish that the lachash is an effective lachash. It has to be established. We can't assume anything. The lachash itself had to work. And more than that, we have to know that this guy is good for writing this lachash. If let's say he wrote another lachash three times, and all of them worked, and this lachash, someone else wrote three times and it worked. So we know this lachash is effective when Reuven writes it. We know that Shimon is a good writer when he writes the other lachash. Shimon can't write the lachash that worked for Reuven. That doesn't work. So that's a very big chumrah. That we need mumcha kmeya, according to Rashi, means as long as the lachash worked three times, So anyone who writes it is good. Taisa says, no. It has to work three times for one specific writer, and then only when he writes it is good. According to Rashi, if a writer wrote three different lachashim, so any lachash he writes is good. According to Taisa, no. He's only a mumcha gavra if he wrote this lachash three times. That's the sugya in a nutshell. And like we said, Taisus, the Rosh, and the Tur, and Rebbeinu Yeruchim, they all hold that pshat, and that is the psak of the Shulchan Aruch. The Bi'ur Halacha, interestingly enough, says that Me'acha, that Rashi, and the Smag, and the Smak, and the Sefer HaTshuma all hold the Kul Dikah pshat, and he has to add the Pirush Rebbeinu Chananel, which just came out in his time, and the Chedush Sheharan, which came out in his time, which said it b'shem Rebbeinu Yonason. So we have even more Rishainim. So Mela, he says, B'shas Tzadchak, you could be Semich on these Rishainim, not like the Shulchan Aruch. But I want to shtel zich on Rashi a little bit, on the Svar of Rashi. It seems Mavur in Rashi, when you have somebody who's a Mumcha Gavra, so any Lachash he writes is good enough. What happens if he writes a Lachash, it only works once? Could anyone else write it? It seems not. Because that's what the Gemara is saying, Mumcha Gavra, Loi Mumcha Kameya. And no one else could write these same Lachashim. So what do you see from that? It's exactly the same Lachash. But only the guy who's known to be a Mumcha Gavra, only he could write it. But no one else could use that Lachash. Why would that be? Vaisdais, it's totally on the guy. The Ran brings a Lashon from Rebbeinu Yonason, that he says, and this to answer the Rosh's Kasha, he says, if a person wrote three lachashim and they all worked, he happened to chance upon three different effective lachashim? We don't say that. We say that this person was Nikir Lakal, he writes, Shetfilosei Nishmas Lefnei Hashem, U'mechol Asher Yifnei Yatzliach. V'kevin Shebeskusei Haya Kol kamei sheyasev yichtev mekavana shleima meilas loisachel sheyichtev. We decide that it's his schus. He wrote it. He's a tzaddik. His tefillah is nishmas lefnei Hashem. He understands the secret of kameis. Whatever he writes will be good. Now, when you have a kamei that worked three times, now you say anyone who wants can write this and it will work. So Rebbeinu Yonason explains. Because we see it wasn't because of the tefillah of the original kaisev that it works. It's because of the actual askaris and shemus that are written as work. And if someone would write word for word the same thing, it would also work. So it seems to me that's one machlaikis Rashi and Taisis, and the machlaikis is in Metzias of Kamein. According to Rashi, there's such a musig that you have a guy that his tefillah and ishmas, his baki v'nikr, whatever he writes will be good. He doesn't need an effective lachash. That's a Mumcha Gavra. You have a Lachash, which, even no matter who writes it, this will be good. The Lachash is be'etzim an effective Lachash. It doesn't matter who writes it, it will be good. That's Mumcha Kmeya. But Taisus holds no. You need both in order for it to work. You need two parts of the equation. There's no such thing as you have a guy that whatever Lachash he uses will work. No such thing. And there's no such thing either of a lachash that whoever writes it would work. Also no such thing. You need both. You need a guy that knows how to write, meaning he knows what kavanas to have. He has the magic touch. He's baki v'nikr, his tefillah and nishmas, and he has to use an effective lachash. And more than that, even if he knows what he's doing and the lachash is effective, he has to know specifically what kavanas to use for this particular lachash. And he has to prove himself in all of that. But I think there's also another machloikis Rashi and Taisus. Besides the metzias, if a kameya could work without an effective lachash because the guy writing it is good, like we said from Rebbeinu Yonason, or besides if a lachash could work no matter who writes it, there's still another big aura on Rashi. The Gemara says, when you have tlas kmei latas gavri, tlas zimni, it's a smachi gavri and a smachi kmei. The same person writes three kmeis. According to Rashi, it means three different lachashim. And he writes each lachash three different times, and they all worked. So he wrote three effective lachashim. It's a smachi gavra. And each lachash worked three times. So it's a smachi kameya. So the question is, mimonavshach, if this guy is the type of guy that's tfilos in ishmas, he's baki v'nikolak ben yainis and said, and whatever he writes is good, so how is the text of the kameya proven effective? It was written by somebody who anything he writes is good. So Mishloima, if he didn't, he never wrote three effective lachashim. Like if you just have a smachi kmeya, three different people wrote the same lachash and they all worked. Or even one person that wrote the same lachash three times and it worked. But he's never been proven to be a gavra mumcha. So now we assume that the reason why it works is because the lachash is an effective lachash. The Haskaris and Shemus in particular are very good, and whoever writes it will work. But if we know that he's the type that whatever he writes is good, so how does it become Mumcha Kmeya? And conversely, if we're going to assume that these Lachashim are particularly effective, so what's the Mumcha Gavra? You want him to be a Mumcha Gavra that whatever he writes would work, like Rabbeinu Yosef said, because he's the type that could do anything. How do you know? These particular three things that he did happen to be very effective lachashim, because you say mumcha kameya. So how does that work? Mishloima, if he writes three kameyas, three different kameyas, so then we assume that mehechates of the kameyas are effective. Mistam, it's the gavra. Or let's say a kameya worked three times, not from a gavra mumcha. So then also, we'll assume mehechates that the gavra knows how to do it. Mistam, it's the kameya that did it. But here we know the gavra knows how to do it, and we know the kameya is effective. So how can we know both? Chayav pella. So the Gaon HaShri is seemingly asking this question, and he says ein chinami. Once the guy is a roifei mumcha, once he wrote three effective kameyas, any subsequent kameya that he writes, even if it worked three times, would not be considered a kameya mumcha, because we tell the mumchas and the gavra. It's only when a kameya didn't come from a gavra mumcha, then you say that the kameya works time, it becomes mumcha, works three times, it becomes mumcha kameya. But l'chayr it's shver. So why don't you say, just like in the future kameyas that he writes, we say that it's a mumcha gavra, so therefore we have no raya that the future kameyas, even if they work three times, we have no raya that they're effective. So why don't we say the same thing about the past kameyas? Why do we say that it's mumcha gavra and mumcha kameya, just like the Gaon HaShri is saying, that if he writes more kameyas, since they're coming from a gavra mumcha, so now we have no raya that kameyas mumcha, so why don't we say that about the past kameyas? They came from a gavra mumcha. What's the raya that they're mumcha? L'chayr it's a deichik to say that the gavra is only mumcha mikanul abba, and we don't say the three times proves he was always a mumcha. Because if you would say that, then if he writes three kameyas, and each one only worked once, and now he's the gavra mumcha, so the first three kameyas, he wouldn't be able to go out with them on Shabbos. I don't think that's true. The Chayetz Agilu Milsi is the Gavra Mumcha, and that would work for the Kameyas that he already wrote. So why don't we now say, now we know he's the Gavra Mumcha, so then the Kameyas should no longer be Mumcha, and if anyone else writes them, they shouldn't work. Because how do we know that they're an effective Kameya? A Gavra Mumcha wrote them. But the Teretz is, what Taisus really says is, in Taisus Pshat, and we'll see, I'd have a very hard time understanding how this works in Taisus Pshat. The Gaon HaShri actually holds a Rashi's Pshat. But Taisus Lemaisa asked the following kasha. He asked, how is it possible for the third kameya to be a mumcha? It was written by a gavra mumcha. And that's l'chayr also a kasha, a bigger kasha in the Gaon HaShri. How is it shayach for the third kameya to be mumcha? Once the third kameya worked once, he's already a gavra mumcha. And the Gaon HaShri said, a gavra mumcha that writes kameyas, and they work, the kmeyas don't become mumcha, because the gaver is the mumcha, not the kmeya. So Taisus says at Teretz that the pshat is that the third kmeya didn't make him a mumcha because he wrote the third kmeya for one of the first two guys, the first two times. Right, we have this halacha. If, let's say, a kmeya works for the same guy three times, so for the kmeya to be mumcha, that's okay. For the gavra to be mumcha, he needs three different chaylim, according to our papa's, at least if you place your papa's shayla l'chumra. So here's the case. He wrote the first two kmeyas. He wrote a kmeya for Reuven, it worked three times for Reuven. He wrote another kmeya for Shimon, it worked three times for Shimon. So now we have the two kmeyas are kmeyas mumcha. He's still not a mumcha. Then he wrote a third kmeya, not for Levi, for Reuven. And it worked, but he doesn't become a mumcha, even though three different kmeyas worked, but not for three different people. Then he wrote another kmeya for Reuven or Shimon, and it worked. So he didn't yet become a mumcha, because again, he didn't have a third person. Then the third kmeya for the third lachash was written for Levi, for the third person. Now, he finally gets his third person, so his mumchas and the kmeya's mumchas came of asachas. That's what Taisus says. So Taisus is naming on, like this Agayas Shri, that once the gavra is a mumcha, so the kmeya can't become a mumcha, because the gavra is the mumcha, not the kmeya. And the answer to his question is, the gavra and the kmeya became a mumcha at the same time. But we still have my question. Why not l'mafreya now say that the other kmeyas are not mumcha? Because now we know they were also written by a gavra mumcha. I don't think he's only a mumcha mikano abba. I think it's a mumcha in regard to the earlier kmeyas also. But I found the answer in the Taz. This Taisus is brought in the Ramah, Halacha Lamaisa. And the Taz explains that since at the time when the original kmeyas worked, at that time we didn't know that he was a mumcha. As far as we're concerned, he wasn't a mumcha. He never had the history of being a mumcha yet. So those kmeyas get a cheskes mumcha. Now he becomes a mumcha. They're not going to lose their chazaka. Once they were muchzik to be a mumcha, because at that time he wasn't established yet to be a mumcha, they get a cheskes mumcha, and they don't lose the original chazaka. Any future kmeyas, he writes, even though they work more than three times, they never get a cheskes mumcha. They're written by a gavra mumcha. So they can't become a mumcha. But the kmeis that were written before he was established to be a mumcha, they already have a chazaka, they already have a din, that they're a kmei a mumcha, and that's it. They're not going to lose the chazaka, even though now we find out they were written by a gavra mumcha. That's how it is according to the Gaius Shri. But the Ritva, and also the old Chedushi Aran, B'Shem the Ra'ah, they all not like the Gaius Shri. They hold, if Vinish V, a Kameya works three times, even if it was written by a Gavra that went three times, so you'll say it's a Mumcha Kameya. And even if the Gavra wrote three times Kameyas, and those Kameyas are Kameyas Mumchim, but it's also Mumcha Gavra. Because you don't need a real Vadai. They say like this, if you would really need a real Vadai, so even if the Gavra wrote three Kameyas, and they all worked. But how do we know the guy was a mumcha for writing anything? Maybe these kmeyas happen to be effective. How do you know? Well, let's say a guy writes one kmeya, and that kmeya writes it three times, and that kmeya works three times. But how do you know that the kmeya is effective? Maybe the guy was a mumcha. The Teretz is, he can be matami suffik, because you don't need, I think this is another machloikis Rashi and Taisus. Rashi holds, you don't need to really establish it. As long as you have grounds for saying it's a mumcha, if the person has a history of writing three kmeyas, it's quite possible any kmeya that he writes will work. So that's good enough. Or if this kmeya worked three times, it's quite possible that whoever write it would work. And that's also good enough. The translation of kmeya mumcha according to Rashi is that we have good grounds to say that this kmeya should work. Is that stam in the Welt der Rhein? There's a reason to think so. The text worked three times. Maybe it was the Gavra. Yeah, but the text worked three times. So I have a reason to say that the text would work. Or this Gavra wrote three Kmeis that work. Maybe those Kmeis happened to be an effective Machash and this one not. Yeah, but this Gavra wrote three Kmeis that work. There's not anything he writes would work. It's not a Vadai. You don't need a Vadai. Reb Chaim says in Hilchos Isuri Bia that Shara Mu'ud is not the pshat that he'll Vadai be Negeach. You don't know that he'll be Negeach. If he's Negeach, it's part of a pattern. He says by Vestas also. We don't know the Dam will come then. Came three times. We don't know it will come a fourth time. But when it does, it's part of a pattern. Kameya Mumcha just needs this Chazak of three times to Shtel Levek to be part of a pattern. Now, Shengen Taisus, I think, held, you need a Vadai. And that's why Taisus held, you need everything Vadai. You need that we know this Lachash works, and we know this person could write, and we know this person could write this particular Lachash. That's Mumcha Gavra. And Mumcha Kmeya is that this piece of parchment worked three times. So it doesn't matter. We don't have to know, does the Lachash work, does the person work, do they both? It doesn't matter. This worked. So we know it works. But Taisos, you need a Vadai. Maybe you can explain the Saras of Machlokes, whether you need a Vadai or not. Like we're saying, Taisos is Mashmi, you need Mamish a Vadai. And the guy is Sashri is Mashmi that way. But this Kedushe Haridva and the Kedushe Aran are saying that no, you just need that there should be a Eif and how it works. That there's a Magen Avram in Simen Shin Ches. Sif Lam and Gimel, the Shulchan Aruch says that a Kamei Shein a Mumcha, even though you're not allowed to go out with it, but you're allowed to be metaltal it. It's not Muksa, you're allowed to be metaltal it. You're not allowed to go out with it, but you're allowed to be metaltal it. So the Magen Avraham says that it's Mashma, that it's even also to go out with it into a Karmelis. And he says, because the Pshat is like this, Rashi says that a Kamei Mumcha is a Takshat Hu L'chayla Kecha Mimal Bushav. Kamei Mumcha is a Takshat L'chayla. What if it's not Mumcha? So the Magen Avraham says it's a Masi and it's a Chiyuv Deraisa. The Mishnah says that Kamei Shein a Mumcha is not Chayiv Chatas. Hazak the Magen Avraham because it's a Suffolk. It might work. So it can't be Mechayiv Mechatas because maybe it works. But on the side it doesn't work, it's a Chiyuv Deraisa. And that's why it's also to a Karmelis as well. Hazak the Magen Avraham. But it brings the Marshal says not the way. And the Taisa Shabbos Eifen Art in Simen Shin Ches, if Lam and Gimel, he argues with the Magen Avraham. He says, no. It's Midereise. As long as you're doing it for Refuah, and you think it works, it's not a Masi. Midarabanan, it looks like a Masi. Ya'vein Mumcha, it looks like a Masi. But Midereise is not a Masi. So according to the Magen Avraham, I could hear a good svara that you need a Chavadei work. You're handling a Dereise here. You have to prove to me it works, otherwise it's a Suffolk Dereise. If you hold that, no matter what, it's the Rabbanan. And the Rabbanan said, you need Mumcha. So then it's much easier to say a Svara, that as long as there's a Mahalach that it can work, the Rabbanan weren't Kaiser on it. As I lechura. But like I say, what bothers me very stark, and I didn't see the Mefarshim really stelling Zuch up on this Kasha, is in Taisus, I don't see how the whole Rajba, that the Rajba Bala Taisus, I don't see how it stems in Shittas Taisus. And I'll be Messiah with this Kasha. It's a shtickel cheshbin. The Taisus on the banner of Samach Aleph and Aleph Esa Kasha. The second of Yamaskal Afagav Doi Mimcha Kameya. And the Rajba Esa Kasha, how are you going to find the case of Mumcha Garva Veloi Kameya since the ish is Mumcha Licht of Lachash Zeh im Kenigeris Eshakasa Vade Tayo? And the Shah is, what's his Kasha? The Marsham Ram explained Taisus Kasha as follows. If the person wrote this lachash in three different igrais, and they all worked. So that's mumcha gavra, v'loy mumcha kmeya. If those kmeyas work three times, so that's mumcha gavra and mumcha kmeya. That's what the Gemara says on Samach Aleph Amid Beis. The way Taisus learns. Tlas kmeya l'tlas gavra tlas zimni, smacha gavra v'smacha kmeya. If the guy wrote three different Kameis for three different people, and all three Kameis, all three Igrois, work three times, same Lachash, so he's a Mumcha and the Kameis is a Mumcha. So Taisa's kasha is mein afkemina, that the kameya worked three times. I don't need the kameya to be a mumcha. It's going to work because he's a mumcha. And it's a kasha unique to Shitas Taisus. According to Shitas Rashi, it's negay if someone else writes a slachash. But according to Taisus, it doesn't work if someone else writes a slachash. Mumcha kameya only means that this igeris works. So what's it negaya, mumcha gavra u mumcha kameya? If you have mumcha gavra and mumcha gavra is good enough, so what's it negaya that these igeris work three times? And anyway, will work mitzad the gavra. So Taisus answers, it's negaya if he lost his mecha. He wrote another three kameis and it didn't work. So now he's no longer a mumcha gavra. So what Taisus l'chaya means to say is, so even those other kameis that he wrote, if they didn't work three times, he can't use them. Because you're only saying you can use them because of mumcha gavra. But now this guy shows that he's not mumcha. He wrote another three kameis and it didn't work. So forget about the gavra. But if those kameis work three times, so we have mumcha kameya. That's Taisus and Amin Aleph, Samach Aleph and Avdu, Maskal Afal Gav. So if that's pshat in this Gemara, I can't understand Taisus Kasha and Samach Aleph and Midbeis that he asked that once it's mumcha gavra, how is the mumcha kameya going to work? It's going to go to what's mumcha gavra. Mimanavshach. If he still has his hamcha, so I don't need the mumcha kameya. Like Taisus says, it's not negaya to me if this kameya worked three times. Anyway, it's good. It was written by a guy from mumcha. Elamai, Taisus said earlier, it's negaya if it was of the macha'asai. So it's of the macha'asai, so come this lemai freya wasn't written by a guy from mumcha. That's why you need the kameya to be mumcha. I don't understand in Shitas Taisus how it could be that you'll need the gavra and the kameya to be mumcha at the same time. The dike kikatsarti bazeh.